Well, good morning, everyone. As we look at this scripture from Matthew, we see Jesus being arrested. And while Matthew doesn't tell us who the person was who drew their sword, other scriptures tell us that was Peter. And what Peter is doing here is really fulfilling exactly what he said he was going to do. He told Jesus, as Jesus was predicting his own death, Peter was saying, I won't allow it. I will defend you. I will fight to the death for you. And that's exactly what he attempted to do. He had no real way of winning this fight because he was going up against Roman soldiers. He was a fisherman. There was no chance he was going to die in this fight, or no chance he would win the fight. He would certainly die in that fight, but he was willing to. He was going to defend Jesus to the death. But Jesus stopped him, would not let him fight with the sword. And this becomes a major transition in the life of Peter. If we look at the life of Peter and the things he did before this event, Peter was very self-centered, very focused on himself. He was always the first one to speak. Sometimes that was really good. He said really amazing things, very insightful. Other times Jesus rebuked him because he said things that were completely contradictory to what Jesus was teaching. But Peter was always the first one to jump out there, always the first one to say something. And he was always focused on what he was going to do. Going back to that example where he told Jesus, I will defend you. I will not let this happen. I will not let you die. I will defend you with my life. Jesus stops him from practicing his way of faith his way. Peter is always the hothead that's always going to jump out there first. After Jesus stops him from fighting, he loses his way for a while. He completely denies even knowing Jesus. And after the resurrection, after the coming of the Holy Spirit, we see a great change in Peter. If we read the book of Acts, we see Peter focusing not on himself, but on Jesus. Almost every word out of his mouth is about Jesus and the Spirit, the work of God. He very rarely speaks of himself after this event. I think this is really important to see because what Peter is experiencing here is practicing his faith based on his own personality. He's a fighter. He's a hothead. He's the one that's going to take charge of the situation at every turn. And then he's not allowed to do that. He has to change his focus, and it completely throws him for a while. But then as he comes around and sees a new way and is filled with the Holy Spirit, he begins to focus not on himself, not on his own personality traits, but on the Spirit of God. That's a really important transition that a lot of us struggle to make, and probably a lot of people have not made. We like to practice our faith our way. There are people who are really, really focused on ritual and doing the things that we do in church and keeping to our traditions and our rituals. And during a time like this, we can't do any of that because of the situation we're in. We're not able to follow those rituals. There are people that their personality is to practice their faith through good works and practices and performing good deeds and projects. And yet during the quarantine, we're not able to do that, at least not the same way. There are people who are introverts that are very reflective, that are very contemplative, and that's very hard to do if you're quarantined with your family, if someone is around all the time. If you're quarantined by yourself, maybe this is a good time for that. But if you are quarantined with your family and you have not one moment alone, it's going to be very difficult to practice your faith as an introvert, as a contemplative. It's going to be very hard to practice that. A lot of us are going to be cast into a new role, a new situation because of the quarantine we're experiencing, because of this unique situation. We're going to be much like Peter in this story. We're going to be confronted with not being able to practice our faith the way we normally would based on our personality. We're not going to be able to practice our faith the way we have grown accustomed and the way that fits us in our personality. Whatever way that is, there's nothing really wrong with it, but many of us are going to be confronted with not being able to practice our faith based on our personality. That can be difficult for Peter whenever he couldn't just be the fighter, when he couldn't be the strong one that just went after it. That really threw him for a while. And we may feel like that in our faith. We may wonder, how am I even practicing Christianity now if I can't do what I normally do based on my comfort levels and my personality? See, the trouble is a lot of us don't know that we're practicing our faith based on our personality. We've probably been drawn to that because of our family background. It's the way our family kind of did things, or we were drawn to a particular church because of the practices of that church, particularly when we were young. We were drawn to that way of doing things because it fit our personality. And so we don't think, oh, I'm practicing my faith based on my personality. We just think we're practicing our faith. We're just living out our Christian life the way that is comfortable to us. And again, there's nothing wrong with it. It's natural to do that. But sometimes we get confronted with moments, just as Peter did, that we cannot live out our faith the way it feels natural to our personality. And so then, just like Peter, we are in this difficult spot of just having to follow Jesus. That can be more difficult than it sounds. We get so accustomed to following our own way of doing things, our own comfort levels, that having nothing but to follow Jesus can be very uncomfortable. And yet, if we do that the way Peter ended up doing that eventually, we can get to that place that it's not about us anymore. It's not about our comfort levels. It's not about our routines. It's not about our own personalities. It's about the Spirit of God. And that's a really good place to get to. It's not an easy place to get to sometimes. And sometimes it's necessary for us to go through hard times that sort of throw us off a little or a lot in order to get to that place. Peter had to go through this very painful experience of not only being unable to defend Jesus, but then not knowing what to do and denying he even knew Jesus. Some of us are going to have a really tough time of what does it mean to be a Christian now when I can't do the things that I normally do in my normal acts of faith. Getting outside of that, that's okay. It can be used to really focus us on what it means to follow the Spirit of God in our life in this moment. And we might even do that intentionally. We might do that on purpose. We might look for some ways that we would not ordinarily follow Jesus that may be outside of our normal routine, but because we're outside of our normal routine anyway, it's a good time to do that on purpose. Terry Ann referred to that earlier, and as we talked about our offering. We're accustomed to giving offerings and giving tithes and putting those in the offering basket sometimes. And there's ways to do that online, of course, but you know, some people are really going to struggle financially during this time, and they're just not going to be able to do what they would normally do financially. But there's other ways to give, just as Terry Ann referred to earlier. We give of ourselves. We give of our time, praying very intentionally for your church and for the church and for our world during this time is an offering. Having intentional times of prayer you wouldn't normally have is an offering. So working outside of our normal personalities is not easy, but it can be an important way of transitioning outside of our normal way of doing things, following our faith based on our personalities and our family traditions and our upbringing, and getting to a place where we really say, God, what do you want from me right now? When I can't practice faith the way I normally would, what do you want from me right now, in this moment, today, when things are so different than they normally would be? That can be a very powerful way of practicing our faith, taking us to a new place that focuses on God's will for us in this moment and not just the idea of what we normally do. And so that can be an important thing to pray about. It can be an important thing to work on during this very difficult, very strange time that we're in. And that's why we pray together, that we want to focus our energies on what God would have us do in these moments, what God would have us do right now at a very different time. And like Peter, we may find ourselves having to practice our faith a different way than normally. But like Peter, we may find out eventually that's not necessarily a bad thing. That may lead us to some good places.